Hey, top of the morning. It's literally 2 a.m. on a Wednesday. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast, and you've tuned into the podcast portion. If you've joined me before, welcome back. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, talk about the podcast so we can get our followers up. Also, constructive feedback is always welcome. So like I said, it's Wednesday. Usually I record on Tuesday. I've had a very hectic, busy, trying week. So I had to record today instead of yesterday. And I do apologize if you were waiting for this episode. Well, it's here now. Fasten your seatbelts and let's get started. So let's see. This past week, we had Memorial Day weekend. Shout out to the soldiers who risked their lives every day for us, for this country that we live in. We have a lot of good soldiers, and sometimes I do feel like they do go unappreciated, but this is an appreciation shout out to you. Thank you for serving our country. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys barbecued, hung out with your family, had your family reunions, ate good, slept good, all of the above. I didn't do much. I worked. I got my time and a half. I was securing my bag. Yeah, nothing major. Same old regular me. Speaking of bags, so I've been listening to this guy. His name is Mike Sherbakov. You can follow him on Instagram. His last name is Sherbakov. I'll actually put this in the description of this episode as well. So his acronym for BAG is Blessings, Affirmations, and Goals. And I thought this was a very interesting concept because what he says is he talks himself up. This is basically talking yourself up. You write down three of each of these things every morning. You write down three blessings every morning, three affirmations every morning, three goals every morning. So what's in your bag? Blessings are basically, what are you grateful for? For me, an example, my blessings are my family, my career, in life in general. So every single day I would write down three different things. Gratitude does play a large portion in most people's lives. I know it does play a large portion in my life. And basically what he was getting at is if you write down three different things every day, you'll find something every day different to be grateful for. And I thought that was just, I thought it was nice. I thought it was beautiful. And so this is what I am going to start doing June 1st. Because usually, you know, every month I try to do something different. I do still write down my nightly affirmations, but I think this is a good concept. So I'll definitely be starting this within the next couple of days. So then we move forward into affirmations. So, you know, affirmations are basically strong I am statements, and you want to always speak positivity into existence, speak good things into existence, and, you know, I always say the tongue is a very powerful muscle. Sorry, my words are just today. But yeah, you know, your tongue is a very powerful muscle. So you want to say good things, strong things. I am happy. I am a good mom. I am a good person. Three different things every day. And once again, that helps you discover more things about yourself or realize more good things about yourself. What follows the I am basically shapes your reality, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I am this, I am that, I am this. So, of course, I don't know anybody that doesn't want to say positive things about themselves. So, I think that's a good idea. And then finally, you have goals. Make sure your goals are very specific. I don't really think... I feel like I used to have a problem writing down specific goals because I'd be like, okay, I want this or this. Instead of just saying, I want this. This is what I want. It used to be like, okay, well, I want this, but I'll settle for this. Let's not settle. Let's be very specific with our goals. Write down three different goals every day. And I feel like it could be daily goals. It doesn't really have to be long-term goals. It could be short-term goals. Like my goal today is to have a good day, or my goal today is to complete these tasks, or my goal today is to finish these errands, or whatever. So I think his idea of a bag is very constructive, and I feel like it would help a lot of people. So yeah, basically talk yourself up, get your bag together, your blessings, your affirmations, and your goals together. And yeah, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and put his information in the description of today's episode. And we are back. And as you guys notice, well, I don't know if I'm the only one, but I've definitely noticed how quick this year is going by. May flew right past my eyes in a blink of an eye. June is coming up. That's halfway through the year, month 6. I hope you guys are accomplishing your goals, getting things done, shining as bright as you can, and applying pressure. Like, I definitely am doing it for myself, and I want the best for everybody in my circle and everybody in my energy. Make sure you guys are speaking positivity into existence and getting things done. And I know it's starting to become cliche, but I feel like it's the truth. Life moves by quickly, and yeah, I want everybody to live their best. And also, to understand that it's okay to live a life that others don't understand. This past week, I definitely encountered a lot of negativity where I felt like people were giving me the negative energy. And of course, there was a few clapbacks here and there, but I'm not going to waste too much energy on it. But just know that everybody has a different perspective on things, and it's okay to have different opinions, and it's okay to live life differently than what others are doing. So yeah, just be confident in your actions and confident in what you believe and what you want for yourself, because this is your life and not anybody else's. And sometimes we need to have that pep talk with ourselves. I know I do personally, so I do. Just remember, it is okay to live a life that others do not understand, because maybe it's not meant for them to understand, because it's not their life. See? Well, this is going to wrap up today's episode. Sorry, it was just real quick. I hope the rest of you guys' week goes by well. Next week, it'll be June, so I got something for you guys, so make sure you guys stay tuned. See ya.